Now, let's just talk about conscious and unconscious, because there's so many things we could say about that. And you could say, well, Doc, why are we talking about something that has to do with psychology? Because your soul is very important, and there's an anatomy to your soul, and the Creator made you both with a soul and a spirit, and you live in a body. And so you need to understand some things, because what you don't understand as it relates to your soul, and particularly to what's conscious and unconscious, can affect your ability, and indeed does affect your ability, to function at your optimal best. Matter of fact, when you and I take a look at the reality of what we're aware of, 9/10 of our life is and lived at a realm unconsciously and just going on automatic pilot. And oftentimes people that live on automatic pilot don't realize their life is passing them by. So let's talk a little bit, because we want to tie this into mental models, but let's talk a little bit about consciousness, because the Bible has a lot to say about consciousness, and so do social scientists. Consciousness refers to your individual awareness of your unique thoughts, memories, feelings, sensations, and your environment. Your conscious experiences are constantly shifting and changing. You know what? In one moment, you can be focused on listening to my voice, and then all of a sudden your consciousness will shift to something that's happening outside your car window or outside your front window of your house. Next, you might notice how comfortable the chair is that you're sitting in, or you might all of a sudden shift to, I wonder what we're going to have for dinner tonight. That is an ever-shifting stream of thoughts that can change dramatically from one moment to the next. One moment you can be thinking about the New York Yankees, the next moment you can be thinking about, oh, I don't know, global warming. And all those dramatic shifts take place from moment to moment. However, your experience of it seems to be smooth and effortless. The father of American psychology, William James, compared consciousness to a stream, unbroken and continuous despite constant shifts and changes. So internally, you don't experience a discontinuity from thought to thought, even though one thought may have nothing to do with the next thought. And the irony is, that's just what you're aware of. 9/10 of your awareness is in the realm of the unconscious. So, for example, let's talk about, how do I know what's in the unconscious? If I said to you right now, think of your left foot, all of a sudden now you become conscious of your left foot. However, until I brought it to your attention, unless you broke your foot at some point in time before you turned this message on and were in excruciating pain, which then I would doubt you'd be listening to a message, you'd be trying to get some help to get relief from the pain at a doctor's office or a hospital, you weren't thinking about your left foot. So it was unconscious. But in actual fact, you're connected to your left foot, and you need your left foot for balance. And so at an unconscious level, something is functioning in your life without your need to think about it. It's kind of like the illustration I use for those of us who drive or have learned how to drive standard shift cars. When I was in college, I learned how to drive a standard shift, a manual transmission, what we call a stick shift. And I can remember those first few days where I had to tell myself, depress the clutch, shift the gear, depress the pedal, ease up on the clutch. And I probably gave my best friend, who allowed me to practice on his Volkswagen Beetle, whiplash at least 5 times in those first 3 days, because it wasn't as smooth as it needed to be, and there was a learning curve, and I had to keep telling myself, depress the clutch, shift the gear, put down the accelerator, ease up on the clutch, and getting to that place where you could coordinate easing up on the clutch while depressing the accelerator was quite a choice. And I stalled out many times, and I made that car jump and jerk in extreme ways going down the street, and it wasn't a pleasant ride. However, the more I practiced and the more I stayed at it, there came a moment a number of days later, I didn't have to think, depress the clutch, shift gears, depress the accelerator, ease up on the clutch as you depress the accelerator, and then do it again as you shift from first to second to third to fourth or to overdrive.